Meseches Baba Kama Perches Mishnah Gimel Hamakas Aviv Imo Below Asa Behem Chabura. Somebody who hits his father or his mother, but does not cause a wound, he does not cause blood to be drawn. Ba'achova Bechavero B'Yom HaKippur Chayev B'Kula. And somebody who wounds his friend on Yom Kippur, in these two cases, the person would have to pay all of the losses that are incurred. Nezek Tzar Ripoy Shevet Uboshes. Now, in the first case where the person hit his father or his mother, even though the Torah says that if somebody wounds his father or his mother, he is chayev nisa, and we have a klal kimle, but a rabbi mine, when a person is chayev two penalties, bezin is only mechayev in the more severe one, but in this case he is not chayev nisa, as he did not cause blood to be drawn, so therefore he has to pay for the losses that are incurred. And in the second case, where somebody wounds his friend on Yom Kippur, even though somebody who does a malacha on Yom Kippur is chayev malchus, and somebody who causes blood to be drawn, that is a malacha that there is a chiyav malchus for, and we have a klal ein adam loke u'meshalim. A person doesn't get malchus and pay both at the same time, and therefore he should only get malchus over here. He shouldn't have to pay, but there is an exception to this rule, which is somebody who is chovel b'chaveru, who wounds his friend. In this case, that is an exception to the rule. The person would be chayav tashlumim as opposed to the malchus. Hachovel b'eved ivri chayav b'kulam. Somebody who wounds an Eved Ivri, a Jewish Eved, would have to pay all the losses that are incurred. Chutz min ha-shevet bizman shehu shelo. Except for unemployment, if the Eved Ivri belongs to himself, then he wouldn't have to pay the Eved Ivri unemployment, as the person who loses by the fact that the Eved Ivri can't work is he himself, since it is his Eved Ivri. But the other four tashlumim, nezek, tzar, ripo, and boshes, he would have to pay the Eved Ivri. Hachovel be'eved knani sha'acherim chayev b'kulam. Somebody who wounds an Eved Knani that belongs to somebody else would have to pay all the losses that are incurred. He would pay the Adon, the owner of the Eved Knani. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein La Avadim Boshes. Rabbi Yehuda says, Avadim do not suffer embarrassment. Since they are Avadim, they are not easily embarrassed. So therefore, since the Eved did not suffer any embarrassment, he wouldn't have to pay Boshes. Instead, he would just pay Nezek Tzar, Ripoy, and Shevet to the owner of the Eved. Maseches Bava Kama Perches Mishnah Dalet Chere Shoita B'Katon Pigi Asan Ra. A deaf mute, a shota is somebody who does not have das. A katon is somebody under 13. Running into them is unfortunate. The reason being Hachovo Behen Chayev Behem Shechavlu Ba'Acherim Petur. Somebody who wounds them would be chayev to pay Nevek Tzar Ripoy Sheves or Boshes, but if they wound others, they are putter from paying. The reason is they are not B'nei Das. They are not chayev and mitzvahs, and therefore they are not chayev to pay. So therefore, you should keep a distance from them. Ha'eved v'ha'isha b'ki asan ra, an eved knani, a ga'isha eved, and an isha running into them also is unfortunate for the same reason. Hachovo behen chayev, somebody who wounds them would be chayev to pay nezek tzar, ripoy shevet, and boshes behem shechavlu ba'acher and peturim. But if they damage others, they are pater, since they simply don't have any money. As in the case of the Eved Knani, anything he acquires goes straight to the Adon, to the owner of the Eved. And in the case of the Isha, anything that she acquires is Meshubet to her husband, meaning the husband has a chelik in it, he has a right to use it for his own purposes, so therefore she cannot use it to pay for the damages that she causes. Avu Mesham and Lachazman, they would have to pay after a while, meaning once they do acquire money, then they would have to pay Niskarsha her Isha, when the Isha gets divorced, or for that matter, when she gets widowed, and she does acquire money or property, nistachra to Eved, when the Eved gets free and acquires property, chayev and lishan, then they would be chayev to pay for the damages they caused while he was an Eved, or while she was married, and they are not really potter, they are chayev to pay, just they simply didn't have any money, so therefore when they do acquire money, they would have to pay.